world driven by power and ambition. I used to think the same. I saw kindness as a luxury, something to offer only when it was convenient. But life had other plans to teach me its quiet power. One winter evening, as I walked home, I saw an elderly man struggling to carry his groceries. Something within me urged me to help. As I carried his bags to his door, he smiled and said, "Thank you for reminding me that goodness still exists." That simple act changed me. It wasn't his gratitude that moved me, it was the realization.